Blog Talk Radio.
The Ata Ewakan, sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits, help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
And that was John Two Hawks you heard on the flute there. Good morning, everybody. This is Messages of Light. I'm your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, Amanda Dowell. My guest today is Kyle from St. Louis. He's a very cool reader and a very cool guy. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can hit one on your keypad if you'd like to talk to us the second half of the show. So I just want to feature in Belleville, Stages Wellness Holistic Center. You can have some pretty cool services there. I've been there and kind of done intuitive readings and various things there. And Bridget Liebarger is a wonderful chiropractor and acupuncturist that works there. Also, I'd like to feature Prospector's Rock Shop. They have some pretty cool rocks. And also Java Zen Coffee. It's a superfood coffee that you can go to JavaZen, JAVAZEN.co and check out Aaron Wallach's products. He's a very cool guy who thinks about superfood nutrition. And this coffee gives you no jitters. It's a really nice coffee. So that's just some announcements. I'm going to bring Kyle on and see what he's up to. So Kyle is from St. Louis, and I met him. He and I got a picture taken. I met him at a Grand Slam restaurant. He was doing readings, and I just thought, man, it would be really cool to have him on. So I'm excited to feature him as my guest, and I'm going to bring him on my show now. Welcome to the show, Kyle. How are you today?
Hi, Amanda. Good morning. I'm doing good. How
good
are
morning.
You?
I'm wonderful. It's good to have you on today.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really am grateful, and I appreciate it a lot.
Absolutely. You're welcome. I'm enjoying having you on, and it's exciting that you're here today. So do you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Also, I wanted to do a sound check. I am using my AirPods. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. You just might be a little bit in the background, just a tiny bit.
Okay, give me just a second.
That's better. Whatever you did there just moving made it a lot better.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Okay. I'm like an 85-year-old woman in a young gay body when it comes to technology, so it's so not my thing. Okay, good. What would you like me to start telling the viewers and listeners about myself?
So do you want to tell everybody a little bit about maybe how you got into this, like how you got started? I think your readings are really cool from what I've seen. You know, you're just like at a restaurant. I mean, I know you do other events too. You're at a restaurant with these cards and you've got like, you know, these really cool candles. I mean, and I know you do this work like over the phone, in person.
Yeah, that's
right. So maybe how did you get into it?
Oh, my gosh, what a story to tell. Are you ready?
Sure.
I'm a Libra, so that's the first thing about me, you know. My birthday is October 9th. I'm definitely a talker. My short answer to that question is, you know, I tell people that the path chose me. And it's not something that I would have ever picked for myself. I feel like sometimes, though, when you have a calling, you have to surrender to something greater than yourself, right?
Sure.
It was the path that I really fought for a long time. I still, you know, I've been doing readings for the better part of 9 years. It's not a totally fun journey. I, you know, very appreciative for my gifts and that I'm able to help people heal and feel seen and feel valued and stuff like that. I just think that, you know, the journey's been interesting. I think you can speak to that also. I think as a collective of healers and psychics and soothsayers and stuff like that. You know, there's been times on my journey in the last 9 years where I've, you know, shut down my gifts a few times and just needed a break from, I guess, this healing career. I mean, that resonates
mm-hmm.
with you probably? Yeah.
That's happened to me too, actually. That's really interesting that you say that because both of us have gone through quite a journey, and
uh-huh.
I think that what I like about what you do is we bounce back. I love what you do and how you can sit there and just know instantly you can help somebody. Like, you know, the first time I saw you and you were reading a friend of mine, you just went, yeah, I can answer that. I know I can answer that. And I don't know what it was, but she was focused on somebody specific to see. And what I saw you do is, yeah, I can answer that.
it's my, you know, ever since I've been a little kid, the big question for me is why. I mean, I think as individuals, you know, we're taught in school, like the who, what, when, where, why. And I think individually.
So you were the why child also.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yeah. I need to know why. I need to be a critical thinker. I don't do well with systems or authority. I mean, not to say that I go around breaking the law and robbing banks and stuff, but
no, I don't think as a reader you would rob a bank or a liar. You're so cool.
Thanks. That's
no, I don't
really
see you
calling,
doing
you know?
Something like.
Hey, if you get, you know what, I want to say this to the collective that's listening. If you get a call, if you get the call from a higher place to rob a bank, that's darkness. That's not light, baby. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I can see you being the one in the class raising your hand going, in math class going, teacher, why are we using letters instead of numbers in math class?
Yeah, that's so intuitive of you, though, Amanda, because I was very much a linguistics, a history person. I'm not a science.
Oh, you're a history person. Uh-huh.
Yeah, more English, but definitely not math. You know what I mean? It's no, no.
Oh, math was not my subject either. No.
See, it's a little convoluted. I definitely did raise my hand during math class and asked, how is finding the answer to the parabola, how is that going to help me figure out how to file my taxes? You know what I mean?
Right. How am I going to use this to do my taxes? You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sat there going, Y equals MX plus B. Are we going to use that in our lifetime?
Maybe if you're building a rocket, but I don't have a desire to go to space, you know?
I'm not interested in that either. No, we have too much fun on the ground. We don't need to build a spaceship, huh?
That's right. And you know what? It's, you know, bad joke might be too soon, but I'm not getting in a submersible and going under the ocean, okay? Like, I'm good on the ground. I'm good here.
Right.
You know, I don't need to go under. I don't need to go over. I'm cool with having my feet on the ground, you know?
Well,
oh
you know, I kind of see you as a, what do they call them? I kind of see you as a star child in a way, but we have no desire. Like, we're going, okay, we're doing great down here, and we're doing great helping people down here. We'll just, you know,
mm-hmm.
go through the lesson, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, even if we were mermaids or we were, you know, fairies or whatever we were, you know, angels who help animals. I mean, we're still that, but, yeah, you know, we're asking these questions. It's like, this is not helping us exist. I wasn't much of a math buff myself. I was more into English, literature, writing, and Native American. That's why I chose the shamanic journey.
Oh, there's so much power and validation from going back to indigenous practices and learning about things like shamanic dances or animal medicine. I mean, just things that our ancestors knew that I feel like have been lost or hidden away to kind of keep us disjointed or oppressed, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, try being a person who went to college, seeing animals that talk to you, and then you see the Native Americans from that tribe. You know, you're going to college, you're waking up every morning, going to class, there's math class included, and you see the natives out on the ground. You're like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. So that's how I kind of got into all this. But I was that, you know, angel communicator as soon as I came into body. I was doing this as a child.
Wow.
You're the truth teller too, like the indigo child or the crystal child. You know, you're kind of like one of those too.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we want to tell them so early in the show that I'm really an Arcturian starseed, or is that just too far out there for this
That's
morning?
That's the word I was looking for. Well, you know, that's why we connected. You're a star seed, uh-huh. and I'm a star seed. Yeah, it's like, welcome to Earth. You know, it's like, great.
Uh-huh.
This is a fun ride, huh?
It's an interesting place. You know, I think people, I think sometimes I can be perceived by people as being too righteous or always happy or like just so good or something. And it's,
mm-hmm.
and it's weird to me because I do, you know, I've done the work. I've gotten the t-shirt. I, you know thyself on the Temple of Delphi. I think that's so vital
there you
to
go.
All of us. And I just think like, you know, it's wherever my soul comes from, I just tell people I come from a higher place, right? Because, you know, Earth is heavy. There's people here that rob banks, rape people, kill people, you know, rob them. I just feel it's not an ego thing, but on a soul level, I guess wherever I come from, we don't do that to each other there, right? I mean, that's not...
Right.
It's foreign to me. I think darkness is intriguing, but I also think, you know, even I have, you know, we all have dark sides. It's about really which wolf you feed, right? Yeah.
Right. Well, there's that wolf t-shirt that I saw or a picture that has a yin and yang on it. You know, the wolf is white on one side and then
yes.
there's a black wolf on the other side. I'm like, yeah, we have a little bit of both of that. And we have
right.
that so we can be down here and we can learn all these wonderful lessons that we were put here to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. These lessons are, you know, I was talking to a friend this morning, and it's kind of a new friend. I see his light, you know, I think he's a good guy, but he was basically talking to me and was in a lot of pain this morning. And I feel like I was just hearing, like, wounded divine masculine bargaining with limiting beliefs and wanting to stay stagnant in pain, right? I mean, but it's like, which wolf are you feeding? Because, sure, we can all see the darkness, the self-doubt, the imposter syndrome, right? The evil, nefarious,
mm-hmm.
whatever, whether it's wrathful or envy or something. But I think it's about which side of yourself you're feeding, you know. And to sum it up, this point, really, it's like, you know, evil isn't born, it's made, and so is good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not...
Right. Well, it's a frequency thing, and we have to...
Mm-hmm.
We want to try, not we have to. We want to try to that up. You know, that's why you're so happy and why, you know, all the time, like, when people meet you, you're so... You know, your vibes are good. I mean, you choose to feed that happy frequency. I mean, there's times that we get jolted and lowered, but I think if we work at, like, thinking about what makes us happy, you know, thinking about what brings us joy, you tell a lot of people that.
I do, and thank you so much for recognizing that and seeing that in me. I do have a lot of people that come up to me and tell me, you're happy all the time. Your energy is so great. It feels so good. Now, here's the thing, Amanda. I don't get offended easily, but when people say that to me, it kind of rubs me the wrong way because it's almost like I think a lot of people don't realize I put a lot of work into my energetic body. It would be like someone going to the gym and they're, you know, a bodybuilder and they lift weights and they have giant biceps. Well, we're not going to go up to them and assume, hey, you have sexy biceps and you've never lifted a weight in your life, like, every day. I'm conscious about drinking purified water, living water. I make sure that I get sunlight every day for 10 or 15 minutes. I earth. I sit with myself. I sit with my coping mechanisms, with my emotions. I transmute them. I process them. I light incense. I dance. I follow my joy. I do the things that make me happy. That is why my energy is good. It's not good because I fell out of my mom's, you know what, just being mm-hmm. Mr. Sunshine. I mean, I have bad days too. You know what I mean?
All of us do. But I think that those
yeah.
things that you're saying, you know, I mean, I have my days also where I get,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
Even when I'm channeling or like, you know, I'm on the phone line doing readings. I mean, and sometimes even when you're in person doing readings, you have days and you just have to like go, okay, I'm going to go back out in the sunshine and dance. You know, I mean, that's what you do. I mean, you meditate,
yeah.
you light incense. I mean, they sit there, a lot of people sit there and say, how can I up my frequency? Geez, well, listen to frequency music. I don't know.
Right.
Dance like you right. do. You know, I do too sometimes. You know, there are ways to up that. You know, we're all emotional beings, so we do
yeah,
pick up negativity.
Sure.
I mean, that's what black tourmaline is really good for. you know, like getting rid of negativity. I mean, I had some serious things happened when I was dog sitting and when I went to a fair, it's like I was going, ooh, I need black tourmaline. And I came out of this one day thing and went, man, my friends need some black tourmaline too. So I went to a friend of mine's house and she had some black tourmaline and was making a pendant for me. And I wore my black tourmaline and I brought the black tourmaline over to my friends that were, you know, doing their jewelry and their box and journal work, very creative work, and it really works. You know, it keeps the negativity away. I thought, man, I'm going to work with my Native American drum and make sure there's no negativity.
I love that. I love that. You know, it just speaks to the same point that it's like anyone can be, you know, I wish I could tell everyone, like, you can be this happy too. You can feel this good too, but you've got to do the work. You've got to do the work. You know, it's hard. You and I have gotten
exactly.
Like, yeah, we've done it. We're doing it every day, and it's not something that you know this. I mean, it's not something that you know, just there you are and there you stay. You know what I mean? It's an everyday
mm-hmm.
process. It is. It is.
Well,
yeah.
You know, the hilarious thing is I even have a medicine woman tell me, she's like, put black tourmaline on the driver's side of your car and then on the passenger side of the car. And I put some even in my glove compartment because she's like, yeah, that's so I don't, you know, my car didn't quit on me because I had that with me. You know, I'm talking
yeah.
about the energy of rocks, you know. I mean, she was so sincere about it. She's like, man, I mean, you need black tourmaline in your car. And I go, oh, okay, sure, I can do that. And that's just, you know, another way, carry black tourmaline. You'll up your energy. But also, when you're thinking about, you know, balancing out, make sure you carry something that brings you joy, like rose quartz or, you know, like quartz crystal or something like carnelian, something shiny, right?
Yeah, or citrine's a good one for joy, too.
I love
yellow,
citrine.
Yellow
yes, that's
crystal.
A beautiful one. I love the yellow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just something to up
real...
your vibe.
Yeah, and there's definitely, like you're saying, there's definitely power in everyone's belief system, right? So it really makes a difference if you believe in what you're doing, and the power of belief is important, right? I mean, that's wrapped up in law of attraction.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
What you believe in is so important. Like that belief system, Kyle, that you have, that's what I love about you. You are
Thank
such
you.
A joyful person. And I mean, you know, I don't mean that like, oh, people should just say you're, oh, happy. You know, I mean, you
yeah.
work at it. You spend a lot of time, and I work at teaching people because I don't stay in that vibe either. You know, I have to work at it, too, to keep that frequency going. But I love the chipper, happy personality that you are, you know?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Someone told me today, the wounded divine masculine that I was talking with, you know, my heart just hurt so much because he told me that some people are damaged goods and he's just one of them. And I said, listen, man, I said, I am an expert in my field as a healer. I said, you're not going to, first of all, I rebuke that. That's a limiting belief. I said, so it may seem real to you, but I can tell you as an expert healer that that doesn't exist. People are not just damaged
goods. Exactly, yes.
That's a choice that you make, and it's a choice you make every day by staying there. Whether you think it's hard or not, you know, you're not going to, well, mind, I'm not this person because I'm very down to earth, but I wouldn't go to a neurosurgeon and tell them my opinions about how to perform brain surgery or how that works. That's not in my realm of awareness. And not to, you know, rag on the guy, because I have so much love for him. He's a beautiful person wrapped in pain and wears it as a costume that he can't get off at this point and
yeah,
called it
I
his
have
identity.
A friend like that too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they ask me,
because,
they're like, how do I manifest? How do I do this? How do I get out of this pain? And you tell them, and he's still stuck with that wraparound, unfortunately, but you're right. It's all in how you you transmute it, rebuke it, alchemize it, you know, turn it into something else and not spend so much time in your pain body, feel sorry for me, you know, victim mode. And it's really challenging to work with a person and get them out of victim mode.
That's the hard thing. I think one of the hardest lessons that we're both kind of touching base on as a healer is like, look, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink it. It doesn't matter. You can't save or help people that are not open to it and that are not willing to even be open to the possibility of shifting, right?
All of us are alchemists. We can alchemize and change the energy we're in. And nobody said it was easy, but you can alchemize that.
Hard.
You can change it. It's challenging.
Yeah.
I mean, these lessons that we have that you've been through, these lessons that you went through, the lessons that I went through to alchemize, you know, pain and alchemize being in a interesting relationship, you know, with yourself. It's the work is your work. Yourself is really what it is. And you're the one that coaches people just like I do. And I think that's what I loved about you when I walked in and met you. I thought, wow, he alchemizes stuff. You know, I was like, this guy's cool.
Thank you. I try to just be me, and, you know, I guess I am a little cool. Yeah. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. You flatter me. My Leo moon can't handle this on the radio. I can't.
That's hilarious. I'm a Leo, too, and I must have some Libra somewhere lurking in the darkness because that's pretty funny. The little organized, I don't know, kind of like you, I'm going, we must have something alike here in our astrology or something. I don't know. I haven't had my chart done yet. But there's a guy that wants to look at my chart, and he's going to tell me a little bit. He's from England, I think, or somewhere.
Ooh.
I don't know really where he's from.
Is he single? No.
No, unfortunately, he's an older guy. No, that's great. That's great. I love it. No, I don't know him that well. He's through a friend of mine, and he said – he wrote me back yesterday, and he says, oh, you have some interesting stuff in your chart, some really neat stuff. And I thought, does that mean I'm a Libra, or does that mean I'm, you know, water sign in there, or what? I know I'm a Leo.
If I were in your shoes at that point and he said that to me, I'd be wondering, hey, is that a nice way of saying, like, I'm really – really messed up or loony, you know what I mean? Like, you've got an interesting chart. It's like, is that a nice way of saying that I'm...
Yeah, that interesting chart. I was like, oh, how fun is that?
should we speak?
I'm going,
to,
okay, I don't
what
know what
natal
he's
going
to tell me, but.
Should we, do you want me to speak to maybe what natal charts are a little bit?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so I'm not an astrologer, but I do know that basically when you're born on Earth, your natal chart is, if you could look up at the sky when you're born from the position you're born on Earth. So let's say you're born in, God, Hawaii. I would have loved to have been born there. And the moment you're born, you look up at the sky, you divide it into a grid system of 12 squares, and they call them houses. And your natal chart is basically where the physical celestial bodies were located in the sky at your time of birth. And depending on where they were located from that position on Earth and that exact time, it makes up your natal chart and tells you a lot about yourself. It does. It does.
Oh, how interesting. Wow.
Yeah. You know, your Mercury, where Mercury was, is tells you about how you communicate. My Mercury is in Scorpio, so, you know, I just never know what I'm going to say next sometimes. I don't.
Wow.
But it's cool. I encourage everyone to get to learn about your natal chart and figure out yourself, because that goes back to my number one point or message, is I think it's so important to know thyself. There's power in knowing who you are, who you're not, where your boundaries are, just where you came from too, right? I mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I did do something at a fair that's called, and I've heard about it through in St. Louis as well, and there's a gal that does it. It's called Human Design. It tells you a lot about, like, your traits, and it goes into a lot of detail. It's pretty interesting. There's a lot of things out there that's interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I saw that you got your aura photography done, and that's something I've always wanted to do, really.
Gosh, I'll have to have you meet Judy Hicks. She is in between St. Louis and Springfield, Missouri. She kind of lives in the middle. And we'll have to get you an aura photo sometime from her, because she is the sweetest lady that was ever. You know, yeah, I had one done at in Belleville, but she came and did one, and my aura was kind of bluish white with some different colors. And then I had another aura photo that was done again, and the bluish white came up, and that's a channeling. Isn't that interesting? And then I had one done the next day when I hadn't really channeled. We had just done some kind of protection work and some business work, and it was like a green and I think an orange color. So it changed.
Ooh.
Slightly, and she said, oh, that just means you're a channeler and you're in the business mode and you're doing great work as a channeler. And I thought, whoa, that's kind of cool.
That's really great validation, right? And I think that's being a healer and a light worker is, you know, we figure out that coincidences don't exist, they're synchronicities. And I think getting, you know, to the collective, I would say, if you're having the same thought over and over again, or getting the same message from your best friend, the grocer, the guy at the gas station, it's not a coincidence, mm-hmm. It's a synchronicity, and there's power in listening to that message for you, right? I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah.
I would think that your colors would probably be like a... I had a gold around me also. That means you're higher up channeling. I mean, I could see like a gold around you or a yellow.
Yeah.
I think because you're such a deep healer, there would be lots of green in your colors. And I would say probably some blues, you know, that calming Archangel Michael mm-hmm. energy, because that really comes through you a lot. So
thank you. You know what, Amanda, you are right spot on. One of the first spiritual teachers or readers, she became a teacher later, but one that I went to very young, probably the second reading I've ever gotten in my life. She told me during the reading, I was probably like 18, and she told me my energy signature was gold, and I didn't know what that
meant.
Yeah,
I did really feel like you're a golden, you know, aura, especially. I mean, I was really shocked in somebody seeing that around me. That was even before I met Judy Hicks. Some of the earlier aura photographers did, one time my aura was all red, and I thought, oh, is that bad? And it's interesting about the red, because the red tells you that either you're overworked and you need a break, or you're in love with somebody and you're, you know, in that moment. So I was like, well, there's no person in my life who's love right now, so this has to mean that I'm tired and burnt out, you know, definitely. And I was so upset that my colors were not green and purple and blue and all that. And I thought, where's my green and purple? And he's like, close your eyes and visualize your aura. I mean, you know, you really have to learn this stuff. It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
You learn this about yourself. You can meditate on your colors and bring them right back in when it comes to the aura photo. So that really taught me that the blues, you know, that really is kind of your up there and connected with source, you know, and the gold is like God, like your God spirit, you know, that direct channel that you have. And the green is definitely, you know, the healer, that's you. So, but I could see there's some yellow sunshine, so there's some energy, and there's some orange, you know, because you're very energetic. And the gold is like right there, you know, that's definite. So, I mean, it'd be cool to see it. It's almost like your rainbow. Some people have pinks and purples and fuchsias. There's all kinds of colors. It's pretty fascinating.
There's all kinds. And I think, you know, my own philosophy about auras is everyone's got an energy signature. You know, is it gold? Is it blue? Is it purple? Is it, you know, whatever. I think also because we, you know, our auras are definitely tied to our emotions, our emotional body and stuff. Sometimes you get overlays and the color of your aura shifts. I think it's about, you know, I don't do a lot of aura
work. It shifts with your personality and your moods. You know, it shifts with like how your energy is, how you're feeling. You know, like when you're in your reader mode, when you're reading people, I would say a lot of golds would come through. Probably the greens would come through. The blues might come through, but definitely the golds, the greens, the yellows, the, you know, even purple would probably come through because you're a channel. And, you know, you get your information from the cards. That's what I love about what you do. I mean, you're staring right at the person and you're like, yep, I know exactly what their message is. Right before that, even before they sit down with you, you already know without a doubt what they need, what they're going to tell you, you know. And that was what I was really impressed with you.
Oh my gosh. I can't, you know, because I'm a Libra, I cannot claim that as my truth. Actually, it might be surprising.
No, you know, it's your guides. It's your guides. But honestly, you're that pure, and I know that's a funny word because you're comical and hysterical. So saying pure to you would be like, really, you know. But no, what it is you're just such an in tune channel. You're just such in tune with like what card deck you choose for the person, and you can. You can just look at them right away and go, I know what their question is. I'll guide them. I'll tell them the story. I work the same way. We work a little bit alike, and we're sort of different, but it's really fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, you just know. You just know automatically how to help the person.
I feel like that's the part that I'm going to say is not my truth, only because for me as a reader, I do have imposter syndrome, and it might be surprising,
sure.
but usually I actually don't know at all. I mean, I feel like it's kind of like when someone sits down in my chair, I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know what the message is going to be.
Let me tell you this. You don't know because you channel. You don't know because you're getting guided from spirit. So that's where you're saying, hey, I'm human. You know, we have human emotions, and I go out and I do incense and all that. It's good that you meditate. It's good that you're grounding. You know, you're going out to the earth and you're grounding and you're doing this, you know, the incense, the meditation, the dancing, the movement, you know, you're getting into that meditation channel. So you can say, well, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know what's going to happen when people sit down. You go to source and you go to spirit and you just, so it's like you just spot the person and it comes through you. You don't know it. You don't know what you're going to tell them, but it just comes through you naturally from our guides, our spirit guides, our angels, our animals, whatever, you know, we work with. We work with light source. I mean, I know you do because you can intuitively pick what cards you're going to use because you have, like, a whole lot of decks like me. You know,
I do.
I mean, I've used one or two, but I can't help it. I love how you have all those decks out. And you're just ready to go. You're like, boom, let's go do this. And I'm thinking, let's do this. This is awesome.
Thank you. I do have a lot of decks. For me as a reader, though, I always am, and this is something I think is good because it keeps me humble, but every time I do a reading, right, I've been doing this for 9 years. Yes, I've gotten better over the years. At this point, I think I am, you know, I've got, on my business page, I've got 5 stars and 20 reviews. I mean, I must be doing something right. But for me, when I sit down, Amanda, I always, when I sit down with a client to do a reading, there's always a moment. And sometimes it lasts a minute or a few seconds where I, where I just wonder, like, is it going to work? Like, I have psychic erectile dysfunction, which I am always nervous about. Like, is it going to work today? And then that's part of the having faith for me. You know, I have to trust that I am getting that, first of all, it's going to work, that my guides in the universe and God have my back. And then I have to just tell the client what I'm seeing. And there's moments, and I know you know this as a channel, where I see an image of a blue rose. I don't know what a blue rose means. But it's like you tell the client the message. It's not yours to decipher, and it resonates with them. And that's a beautiful part of being a channel.
Well,
it's just,
All right. You know what? Kyle, I love that because, see, like what I tell people is I said you could go out and see a chipmunk and it could mean one thing to you and one thing to someone else. What I'm getting at is the rose for you, it could mean something to you and it could mean something else to that person, but we don't know what it means to that person. So we just have to go, hey, I'm seeing a blue rose and a chipmunk for some reason. And you know, we just have to really go with it. You know, one girl sat down with me, and I thought it was crazy. I was going, okay, I don't know why I was getting that she was doing something with hair, of all things, in St. Louis. I was sitting there going, I don't know why. And she burst into tears, and I thought, whoa, what did I say? She said, nobody's ever encouraged me to do that. I just popped out with that. And I thought, what did I do? You know, I mean, sometimes you wonder, what the heck did I say or what did I do?
Right.
And then, you know, sometimes I was in an exercise and I was drawing an exercise, like a psychic class exercise, and I was drawing a triangle. And I was going, man, this is so boring. I'm drawing a triangle. That can't be what the picture is. And the teacher said, well, why don't you open up the envelope and find out? I did, and it sure was a baseball triangle. But I thought, man, this is stupid. You know?
Wow.
I mean, you're just drawing a triangle. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just listening.
Right.
So it's the same as
the
you. You're just
that,
listening.
And those are the moments that never get old, right? Because this line of
right.
work is full of serendipitous surprises, even as a reader, you know? Yeah. That's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
experience, Amanda. Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure you've had some. I mean, the thing about, you know, hey, I saw a blue rose, and you tell somebody, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I had a medium tell me one time she was trying to read the person and tell them about their loved one, and out of her mouth popped Boot, Scoot, and Boogie. And what it was they had a code phrase. If their person died, you know, and she was going to go to a reader or somebody, their code phrase was Boot, Scoot, and Boogie. Now, she didn't know that. It just came to her. And she thought, boy, that is the most ridiculous thing in the world. So she was trying
yeah.
to tell her everything else but that. And then, well,
yeah.
she just said it. Boots getting big. And, man, she flinched. Then she said, oh, my gosh, that's my code word. So she knew then that she was telling the truth. And I thought, wow, huh, how interesting is that? That means God and Spirit really have our backs, you know. That when
yeah.
we ask for them to help us and we give them permission, it's an amazing thing. And I just love how you're open to that.
Thank you. Thanks. That blue rose is actually a story from one of my mediumship readings that happened in probably 3 years ago at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie. So you're so in tune this morning. I was working at a wine and tapas restaurant, and one of my coworkers, there were two siblings that worked there. They lost their brother. They knew I was a psychic medium. They texted me one day that they lost their brother. They were in a lot of pain. They needed clarity. Was there anyone I knew that could give them a mediumship reading? I don't know why, Amanda, but I blurted out of my mouth, I can. But then as soon as I
you must have been,
said
it must have
I
been
could,
an intuition moment for you.
It was, because I started having imposter syndrome and thought to myself, oh, my God. Like, first of all, mediumship readings, well, at this point in my journey, I can do them really well. But back then, it was not something I was comfortable doing, especially for someone I cared about that had lost their brother to unknown circumstances, right? So
mm-hmm.
I just felt imposter syndrome. Like, why did I tell them yes? But then I had them over. They came over with their mom. I connected to their brother. I gave them a reading. And then at the end of it, I asked, are there any other messages from you to tell your two sisters and your mom? And the guy kept showing me an image of a blue rose. So I felt weird about it, like the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie story. And you know what,
sure.
Amanda? I looked at them and said, the last thing I'm getting for you is a blue rose. Well, one of the sisters started bawling, and she said, oh, my God, I don't know how you did that. I was talking to my brother yesterday and praying and stuff, and I told him if this is real and he's really there, to send me a sign of a blue rose. So, yeah, I've been through similar experiences like the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie. It's a part of my line of work, like I said, that's the most rewarding to me because that's shocking to me. You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm the conduit, but I'm still surprised every time I give a reading. And I hope that I keep that up because it keeps me humble, you know? Yeah.
Well, you know, that is a good thing. As long as we ask our, we call on the Godhead or Source, Spirit, you know, male and female, and we ask our ego to move out, graciously move over. This was something
yeah.
I learned early on. I mean, it was like, how do you do this? I would constantly do that before any kind of reading or session, healing, whatever. It was like, okay, I'm going to ask my chatty thing to move over, my ego, And then I'm just going to ask the spirit to come in and just give me direct messages.
Yeah. And that's a huge, that's a great point and topic to bring up is what is ego and what is my soul, right? And if you, I encourage everyone listening to this, if you can go on Google and type in ego versus soul and go to Google Images, there are diagrams that lovely people have made for you. They weren't me, but they will tell you that these behaviors are ego, these behaviors are soul. I think when you get to a level of higher consciousness, you can, other people can that are at this consciousness level, but you get to a place where you can objectively say, okay, I'm in my ego right now, or I'm in my soul. Are you making decisions based on ego or soul? I think that's important. And I think it's important of, you know, we could use the word soul and higher self interchangeably, but are you, who is in the driver's seat most of the time? It's not about getting rid of your ego because that's you and part of your persona, but it's about, for me, like, am I responding to the text because my ego is triggered and my wounds are triggered, or am I taking the time to transmute that, let my soul get back into the driver's seat, and then deal with my life, right? I mean, that's so important to learn that skill. Yeah.
It's huge.
It's huge. Are you, do you want me to tell you about how I got started on this since you asked me at the beginning of the show?
I would love to hear about that. Yes.
Okay. Once upon a time, I'm from Cottleville, Missouri. So back then it was
awesome.
Like a one horse. Have you ever been?
I have been through there. I did a radio show with a lady named Kelly Lamb out in Cottleville, and I enjoyed it. It was a very cool experience seeing the area.
It's a great spot. It's St. Charles Unincorporated. I mean, I'm almost 30. I'm about to enter a new decade. And back then, growing up, it really was like a one-horse town with pig farms and cow farms. I mean, it's nothing like it is now. And
right.
So I grew up in a house with, I was one of seven people living in this house, okay? And it was my grandparents and my two aunts and my mom and my sister. And I hope that equals seven and not six, because I've only had one cup of coffee today and I need two. But I was raised in a family that we were just your typical white 90s family, right? I mean, this carpet's gray. I mean, it was an interesting time and place to be born into. You know, I have a single parent. She's the best. I wasn't raised with any sort of religious conditioning or programming. I think that did me a great service, but was also hard because I think growing up, I turned out to be agnostic. So I was never atheist per se, but I just didn't really think about it or care or even, I don't know. I just got to an agnostic place because I wasn't raised with any Bible or any Hindu culture or no Jehovah's Witness thing. Like, I was allowed to cut my hair and wear, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like,
I really
had to find my own path, I guess I'm saying, because, you know, it was hard because when I experienced issues as a young teen, I got bullied a lot. I mean, there wasn't anything greater that I really believed in to rely on, right? And I think when people are born into Catholicism or whatever, you know, if their times are hard, you pray, right? And so I just kind of landed in a spot where I wasn't sure and didn't really care. And my mom and I talked about that later in life, and she said, well, I didn't want you to I didn't want to raise you with any programming. I wanted you to find your own path. So how I found this career and path as a ordained spiritualist, a psychic medium, a Reiki master, someone that goes to people's houses and cleanses their houses of shadow people and ghosts and demons,
sure,
and hauntings. I mean, I've done it all. It's, you know, there's more I can do.
You and me both.
But
mm-hmm.
I just feel like, okay, so I grew up in Cottleville. Well, I wanted to get the hell out of there, you know? So when I was like, 17 years old or 18, just when I learned how to drive, I liked to go down to like Del Mar Loop in Central West End.
Del Mar Loop, mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a good place to go.
So
I love
cool.
it down there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was so cool, Amanda. Like, oh, I'm a junior in high school, and this was before they could track you on the phone. You know what I mean? So we didn't have Find My Friends back then. So
right.
I used to just make up where I was going, and secretly I'd be 17 on a school night and hanging out at a 24-hour coffee shop in the Central West End. I thought I was awesome, you know? So
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you. You know what? I work hard. I play hard, you know? Yeah. And I'm a free spirit. Used to be way more reckless than I am now. But anyway, so how I found this path is I went to the center or to the loop one day on my own. And I'm stopping down the street and I run across a chalkboard sign and it says, $10 for 3 tarot cards. And I look and there's a psychic store. And
mm-hmm.
I just thought, how weird, you know. I definitely didn't believe in psychics at all. And I just thought, well, this is strange. Well, like I said, I'm a Libra. I love to spend money. So
mm-hmm.
I thought to myself, well, $10, you know, I can spare $10. So I go into the store. This woman greeted me. She's like your typical, stereotypical, God bless
mm-hmm.
her, like Romanian woman that talks with an accent, has a mysterious vibe, and tells me she's a psychic. And I'm thinking to myself, what is going on here? You know? I gave her $10, Amanda, and I'm, you know what, I'm kind, right, but I have a very sharp mind and tongue,
sure.
And I feel like because I'm so open and kind, people think I'm, like, slow or dumb or something. I don't know. I'm not owning that at this point of my life. They can think that. Joke's on them.
Thank you. I'm
the
same way. It's like, no, you can't fool me, you know? Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Right. And people still, like, people that are my friends, they try to lie, hide things, not in a horrible way, but just personal stuff. And it's like, why would you lie to a psychic? I mean, that's not going to work for you.
You can't lie to a psychic.
Yeah. Anything that I
mean,
I want
especially
to know,
somebody
Amanda,
like you. Right.
You said what?
I said, especially someone like you. You know,
don't
we
get
pick
it.
Up-
I don't.
We
yeah.
pick up on things. We pick up on their stuff. We know what they're doing. We know what they're about.
Yeah.
So why hide it? You know, they think we're, you know, we won't identify it or pick up on it, but we do.
Right. I am like a psychic bloodhound. Like, if I can't figure it out, I promise you I have 6 psychic friends that will tell me what is going on. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
And
mm-hmm.
That's not to say I don't know everything, but I want people to really take this to heart. If there is something that I want to know about how someone is thinking or feeling and they're not going to tell me and I can't figure it out, I promise you I'll find the answer in less than 10 hours. I mean, I will. So
I know.
And that's not something that I run up to them and I'm abrasive. I don't call people out, but, you know, I will let you play me as the fool and know really what's going on. So anyway, back to Romanian psychic shop. I paid her the $10. And I do have, I'm very expressive, but I do have a poker face. I definitely didn't tell her anything about me. And within 10 minutes or whatever, 5 minutes, she pulled three cards, Amanda, and it was weird. The things she was saying to me, I was like, she had piqued my interest, to say the least. And I am very critical. I think I'm critical of myself and other people, but I was not about to give her anything about me, any tells that would tell her anything, right? And so she talked me into a 45-minute reading. She said, well, you can pay me this much more money and get a 45-minute reading. So I say, whatever. I mean, at this point, after the three cards, I need to know more because I don't understand what's going on at this point. And I paid for the reading, and in 45 minutes, Amanda, she tells me that, God, I mean, I can't, she told me maybe 6 or 7 things that were so specific because I was looking for generalizations from her, right? Because that's what we look for when we go to healers and psychics and stuff. Well, unfortunately or unfortunately, she said 6 or 7 things that were so specific to me in my life. They wouldn't have applied to other people, that I got to the point where I felt like I was like on the Truman Show or punked. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so then at the end of the reading, she says to me, hey, I have another message for you. And I wouldn't normally tell a client this. And I say, okay, what is it? She's like, you have gifts that you don't know about. So at the time, I think Josh Groban was popular. What a sexy guy, right? I mean, Josh Groban is the type of guy where if you're single, just at night, light a candle, play a Josh Groban song, lay in your bed, close your eyes. You'll feel better about being single. So anyway, I'm like thinking like, okay, gifts I don't know about. Am I a famous singer? Should I go pick up a cello and go play the symphony in Sydney, Australia, you know? And I said to her, well, what gifts are you talking about? And she said, well, you have gifts like I have. And I said, oh, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
I said, respectfully, I don't even really believe in what you're doing. I don't know how you did what you just did, but I certainly am not like you, you know.
Sure.
And then she told me more. And this is the end here, but she just, I said, okay, fine. If I have gifts like you, what? I mean, I'm a nerd. I'm a closet nerd. I'm into, like, Marvel and superheroes and Nintendo and The View. Joy Behar is my girl, man. If I could meet her one day, I'd pass out. So I'm like, okay, can I levitate? Can I light things on fire with my mind? Like, what are you talking about? And
that's interesting.
I'm thinking like walking through walls. Like at this point, I'm so far out of my
element. Can I walk through a wall and go to the other side, or what can I do?
Yeah, I'm thinking like X-Men powers here, okay? And so anyway, so she said to me, well, you're a seer. And I said, okay, what can I see?
Oh, that's true, right?
She said, well, you can see the past, present, future, and the dead, and also auras. And I said, lady. I said, if you're telling me that I can see the dead, I don't want any part of it, and they picked the wrong person, for real. And so how it ended and how I discovered my gifts was that she offered me a selenite egg. And she said, this egg is $15, and if you buy it from me, you should start meditating with it on your third eye, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Wow.
And I said, look, I think you're just trying to get more money out of me at this point. This is the second time today that you swindled me for more money. And she said, look, man, either you can pay the $15 for the crystal and meditate with it. You have two choices at this point. You can spend the $15 and see what I'm talking about, or you can walk away from here and always wonder what I was talking about. So you know what I did, Amanda? Because I like to shop, because I'm a Libra, I'm loose with the lips, I'm loose with the money. You know, I
bought tried the
crystal
girl. Right?
Yeah, of course I did. Of course I did.
That'd be me. I'd be like, what are you talking about? Sure, I'll buy the crystal. Yeah.
Of course. And you know what? I started meditating with it on my third eye. And I'm telling you, within 2 weeks, I started having psychic Freudian slips come out of my mouth in the middle of having just normal conversations with people. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's how I started. Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
It is cool. Thank God for that little crystal, man.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer in selenite. I do like the stone, and I notice you carry stones when you do your readings too. That's really cool.
I love
crystals too at a table, and I do readings also. And I've used essential oils, and I find that your candle making is really cool too.
Oh, my candle making. Thank you for plugging that. I started making candles about a month and a half ago. I think.
Yeah, a month and
point,
a half ago.
Yeah. I meant to get one.
I'll have to get one from you.
Oh, you're great. I'll just give you one. In a month and a half, though, I've sold probably 55 candles. So, yeah, that's another wild. I feel like that's another thing where I would say, like, the path chose me, and sometimes you have to surrender to something greater, you know? Yeah.
I agree with you. I know my path is that way too. From talking to you and everybody at the Grand Slam, I'm finding out a lot about my life as well. So I'm enjoying this little walk of life, and I'm so happy you agreed to come on today too.
Thank you for having me. My God, yeah, I'm so grateful for you and this platform and this program. So, you know, my business is Eclipsed Insights. You know, I do take private appointments. I sell candles. You know, I do virtual sessions. So there's clients that I read for that are in Florida, Illinois, on Zoom. I'm here. I'm here to help people heal. It's not so – my readings – you know, you can look through the reviews on Facebook.
You're like me. You're like me. Yeah. We're both healers and readers at the same time, which I really love that about you. And I love that your business has Eclipse in it, because that's a big message.
Thank you. That was on purpose. You know, that was intentional, you know. I picked Eclipse because I realized that my readings, when you sit down for a reading with me, people tell me it's like sitting down with a girlfriend that you have and having a real therapy session. And I feel like...
Isn't that the coolest thing?
It's cool because, honestly, Amanda, I do bring up a lot of the times in my readings, it's about things that people are experiencing or feeling that they don't feel comfortable sharing with their lover, their mother, their brother, right? I mean, so we go to a sacred place, and I really treat it as a, like HIPAA, like I would never have a client that I would just...
I love that about you. I love that. That's huge.
Yeah. That would not be good decorum, right? I mean, that's just not ethical. Yeah. So they're sacred. I mean, I'm just here to help people, I guess, feel validated, you know? And so I love what I do, and it's not something... I love what you do. It's something I've tried to run away from. I mean, 3 different times, and I feel like it just is never... It's not something I would have chose. It's not something I can get away from. So at this point, I just have to do it, and here I am. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Sure. So do you want to take some callers?
Yeah, I would love to, if there's people that would like to call in. I am a very open book.
Okay.
You can ask me anything. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, our number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad if you want to talk to us. We're in the second half of the show, and we're going to take your call. So hit that number one on your keypad. Again, the phone number is 347-237-5339, and hit the number one. We're going to go to our first caller, which is 212. Hello, 212. You're on the line with Amanda. Let's see if I can get – there we go. With Amanda.
Hi.
And Kyle, how are you today?
Hi, how are you? This is Bryn, Bryn, in New York City. Calling.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
How you doing? interesting discussion. Enjoyed hearing your life story there, Kyle.
Thank you. It's a long one. You can buy the book one day if you want.
Yeah, it's an exciting one. Yeah, with many
Thank
twists
you.
And turns, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I was wondering if I could get a message from Spirit, if that's possible.
Sure, yeah. Message from Spirit. Absolutely. Do you want that from me or Amanda?
Anybody.
Well, you can go first.
You
can go first, Kyle. And if I get anything, you're the guest on the show today, so you get to go first.
Okay. All right. You said your name is Bryn?
Yeah, Bryn. Yeah.
I like that name. Okay, Bryn, I will go with a message from Spirit for you. So let me get into the zone a little bit.
Sure, yeah. Take your time.
Okay, let's see. You know what? I have my card deck next to me. I'm going to get you a card. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Can I please get a card for Bryn, Spirit Guide? What does Bryn need to hear right now? Just one card for him. Okay. You can't see me, but I'm shuffling. Okay.
Oh, I can hear you shuffling.
I know, it's loud. Let's see. Can I please get a card for Bryn today in New York City? I'm jealous. If you need a roommate, let me know.
Okay.
Okay. Your card says, live your dreams. Dear Bryn, isn't it amazing how things seem to come around again, full circle, in ways you could not possibly have planned? You wonder how a dream could die only to be resurrected years later when you are really ready. You thought it was the time back then, but your wisdom knows better than your small self, whose desires are unmet. Now here you are with a new opportunity to do things from a different, more mature perspective. We want you to trust that in this new opportunity for rebirth, you will be called in two directions, and the one that is unfamiliar will be the right one. In the unknown spaces, the uncharted places of infinite potential, we are waiting to guide you into your fullest life. Big bounty will come if you remain in the present. You have come full circle, and now you can see that everything changes, is made new, and is given new hope. That's your message from Spirit today.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
good.
Been happening lately, yeah.
If it makes sense, usually it makes some money, right? I mean, so that's
yeah.
good. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, okay.
No, go
thank
ahead.
You.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I also feel
Sorry
called to tell you, I don't know what you are wrestling with, but I feel like I need to tell you about the candles. So for me, you have something similar. The candles are something that I've been wanting to make for like 3 years, right? And it's something that I just keep putting off. I can't tell you why I put it off.
Right.
I wasn't afraid to make them. And I also didn't want to make them for a profit. That just happened.
Right.
But a month and a half ago, I said, F it. I went on to Amazon. I think I was a little stoned. And I paid $55 for a candle-making kit, okay? And so now I'm pimping out this little candle maker, and I think whatever is your version of the candle maker, it's time to go for it. And I feel like just let go of maybe feeling like it's unpractical or unattainable. You don't have to have all the steps, Bryn. You don't have to see the whole path. They just need you to walk forward and keep going. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I wonder if it could be something to do with energy healing. Like, you know, I don't know if that says anything to learn to do more energy healing.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of being a healer. Yeah.
Join us. Come join Amanda and I in the weird pool
exactly.
of energy healers. We welcome you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, we do.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling in. Blessings.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Our next caller.
What a nice guy.
Very nice. Okay. Let's see here. Our next caller is 203. You're on the line with Amanda and Kyle. How are you today?
Hi. Hello to you both. This is Pat from Connecticut.
Oh, Pat from Connecticut.
Hi. Hi, Amanda. I spoke to you a week or 2 weeks ago asking about which car to buy, and your message was confusing, and then you explained to me, and I got it. It made perfect sense. Going with a more expensive car. And, you know, the concern about payment. So I just wanted to confirm that. That was really helpful for me. Wondering if you could talk about finances, manifesting work to cover my payments. Also, maybe if you could tune into the job I do have taking care of German Shepherds. Lately, I'm feeling like they're not so happy with, well, I just want to make sure I'm going to continue with that job.
Okay. Well, we'll see what Kyle picks up for you first, because he's my guest today.
Thank you.
Thank
and hello
you.
To you. Enjoying the
Hi.
Show.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Connecticut. You make me want to go to the airport after I'm done with this radio show.
Where do you live?
Oh, in a suburb of St. Louis. It's
okay.
You know, it's an oak. Have you ever been out this way?
No, I have. Well, yes, I've been to Chicago once, but not there, I don't think. Anyway.
Well, if you ever want to experience spring, summer, fall, and winter in one day, come to St. Louis.
Oh,
it's really fun. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It is kind of
like
cool.
That. Yeah.
Okay, to answer your question, so the first thing I'm seeing is like a red car. Was one of the cars, either the old car or one of the two cars that you were thinking about buying, or any of them red?
Yes, when I had made the decision to buy the one that I spoke to Amanda about, my old car broke down and I got an Uber ride in a red Camaro and got really confused because, anyway, I decided not to go with that. I didn't
okay.
know the person. Yeah. Is that maybe what you said?
A ride in a red Camaro when your car broke down. I'm just, okay, Spirit Guides, what do you want me to tell her about finances in the car? I feel like you're saying, like, you know, we're always here to take care of you. And I think for you, that spirit shows up in subtle ways. So the red car is just confirmation that we've got your back on the journey forward in your life. I feel also called to tell you about money and manifesting, right? I want to speak to that and then also the German Shepherds. The money and manifesting thing is the best advice I can give for you is just affirmations. I think also if you can go on YouTube and start researching money blocks and limiting beliefs. So
yeah.
For me, I grew up in a house where I was told money's the root of all evil. You know, money is something that you don't talk about. I grew up in a house with a narcissist, actually, and whenever he was out of town, we used to get to go to, like, fun dinner, but we could never tell Grandpa about the money being spent. So in my adult life, I know I'm a good person. I still, in my subconscious, believe money's the root of all evil. Cognitively, I can see how that's flawed at this point because money is just neutral. It's a neutral resource. So I think if you can look at your programming and really use affirmations and education's power, learn about what money blocks are, start transmuting those. The thing about the dogs and the German shepherds, I feel like I'm supposed to ask you, I know you said they seem off lately and you don't know what's going on. I think I just keep hearing, like, you need to get back into alignment of the passion that led you to doing this in the first place. Does that resonate with you?
They may be saying stop worrying. Are they saying that?
I would just tell anyone to not worry. Worry doesn't serve you, but almost like, okay, let me give you an example. Okay, I really want to be a talk show host. I've wanted to do that since 3, right? I'm going to manifest it. One day I will have a talk show, but I think it's easy once you do what you love. I think sometimes it's so easy for all of us to lose sight of why we started it in the first place and feel good about it, and then we're wrapped up in just very 3D matrixy distractions that kind of pull us off of both our center but also a place of gratitude and reverence for what we're doing, what we said we always wanted to do, and we're doing what we love. But instead of remaining in that vibration, then we get to a place, I think, where we are worried about Tom, Dick, and Harry or money or lack, right? So I think if you can just shift and do some of this work of laying your burdens down, I feel like your spirit guides would tell you that if you can go back to the place of gratitude, reverence, not lack mindset, I think you're going to be fine. I do.
Okay, thank you.
Amanda, your turn.
Okay, well, I agree with everything you said. I pick up that the worry is going to make it worse. You know, that the focus here really is focusing on keeping your frequency up, which is meditation, going for a walk, you know, just the simple things we talked about, but you're doing a great job.
Okay.
Do those affirmations.
Say again? Affirmations, yeah.
I said do affirmations. Thank you for calling. There's only one question.
Thank you.
We're doing one question per caller.
You.
Thank you. Blessings.
Thanks so much.
Okay, our next caller is area code 415. You're on with Amanda and Kyle. How are you today?
Good morning. It's probably afternoon with you guys. This is Siobhan.
Good morning.
Hi, Amanda and Kyle. Kyle, I've been laughing the whole time you've been talking.
Thanks. This mouth gets me in trouble. I feel like I'm afraid I'm going to get canceled before I even start my career.
I know that. You said you had psychic erectile dysfunction, and I laugh because I bring in Jesus and my guides. I'm a healer. Just from birth, at 2 years old, I could put my hand on people and heal what was going on. Like a person choking, they'd stop choking, you know. And I felt like I was like, oh, that's okay. That's just my daddy. I love him, you know, that kind of thing, right? You know, it's just no big deal. And then I heard you, and I'm like, oh, Jesus is standing next to me. I'm about ready to read this person. And because I'm a healer and a I feel everything. He walked in. The person walked in and sits down, and the nagging, piercing pain in my knee goes away. And I said, have you healed your kneecap yet? And they're like, oh, that's what I'm here for. I just need to know, you know, and then my block goes, right? You know, where my distrust of myself goes. I was laughing hysterically when you were explaining it. It's simple things. You're like, when did I get that pain in my knee and why is it pulsing? And then the person walks in to say, oh, it's not me, it's you. And I was receiving that. Yeah.
It's so human, though. It's so humbling because, like, a great example that I think of is Shania Twain. You know, she lost her voice for, like, 10 years probably wondered if she could ever sing again. I think it's important when we have these gifts that we have enough reverence to realize that, you know, they could be gone at any time, but also...
Right, and here... We are blessed by God, and we have to remember that this is and we're privileged to be able to help people.
That's right.
And if we do, you know, I would never want to hear that something I told somebody because I was given it was wrong or it hurt somebody. You know, that would make me pause. Yeah. Right. So I love it. You just made me laugh the whole time. And help.
Thanks.
I know, isn't it great, Siobhan?
Yes, I came in late, and I'm like, what is this man's name? Because he's absolutely making me just laugh hysterically. And that is kind of, I noticed that about you. I think you're very serious, but you sound like you have a love of life, and you stay there. You play there like a child. That's awesome.
Thank you. I try to maintain my innocence. I definitely am not one for gore or horror movies or real life. And I just think I tell people all the time, I have a famous Kyle saying, I say, look, there's one way in here. There's one way out. We all have to pay our dues in that way. So I think taking life so seriously is like, we're in this collective dream, right? I mean, there's one way out of here. If someone else has a different idea, I'd love to hear it. You know, so you know, you got to
a lot of MBEs, Kyle. When you listen to them, they'll say, "Oh my gosh, I was so serious about my life. I had so much worry going on, everything, and I realized when I've gone to heaven, where I don't want to come back from because it's so awesome and it feels great. When I come back, I realize I'm just here for a minute. It's like a picture, you know, a motion picture." For us, it's 70, 80, 90, 100 years. For heaven, it's like a droplet. It's a second, you know.
It is.
Because we keep going on. Like, our soul keeps going on when we're done here, you know.
And do you have a question?
That was it. I mean, if you see something great, but I have many questions, Kyle. I mean, every time I have a question, I have more.
You can ask me anything if you want a message, if you want to know what my hair color is, how many people I slept with. Ask me whatever you want. I'll give it to you real live on the air. I will.
Okay. If you have a message, great. If not, I see you're a redhead. Is that you?
That's me.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a redhead, all right. A message for you. Let me get a message for you. Here, let me get you a card. Would you like a card?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Think the clairvoyant part of it.
Kyle is an excellent reader, Siobhan. I saw him in person. I absolutely love that he's on my show today. He is a great reader.
How long have you known? How long have you guys known each other, Amanda?
Yeah, we know each other.
How long?
I don't know, a couple months now.
Cool.
Okay, I've got your message. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, I decided to ditch the cards because 5 of them fell on the floor and I did not feel like picking them up live on air. So, here's the clairvoyant. I'm not doing that. It's too early. Okay. I keep seeing images of a sunflower for you. I feel like the message of the sunflower, I keep hearing like turning towards the light, like the sunflower's shift physically to turn towards the sun. It's also the time of year where they're in their peak bloom. I feel like for you, what is the message? I feel like for you that you're in this phase of your life where you are doing well. I think that I see you doing well, being in a good place. I think I'm supposed to tell you it's because you are consciously always turning towards the light to kind of replenish you. If you're kind of about how Amanda and I were talking earlier in the show about how you feed the light. So you're in a period of your life where I don't want to say you're peaking because you can sustain this, but sunflowers, does that message mean anything to you?
That's awesome. And I'd say sunflower is a great one. I love it because my mom's passed on and that was one of her favorites. But I'm also, I feel like I'm turning a corner because most of my life I've had to battle darkness. And it isn't. And then one day I just said, I'm not battling anymore. Bring it on, baby. I'm not battling it. And it disappears. And all of a sudden, now you're the third person who has said to me, hey, you're coming to a great part of your life and there's sunshine there and you just keep feeding it. And I'm, thank you. I guess I learned my lesson. You know?
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. And I might do a reading with you later, Kyle, but thank you for being so upbeat. I loved it. And your humor.
Isn't he so funny? He's a great guy. He's really funny. And I like the message of sunflower, Siobhan, because I think it's you saying, I'm ready to face the sunshine. Let's go for it.
Well, yeah, because so far.
I'm so sorry for the loss of your mom. My God. But I feel like she is proud of you for being able to find the light in the darkness, if that makes any sense to you. Yeah.
Oh, completely. She and I, we're buddies now. Yeah, before we weren't, but completely. And I know it's because of the effort she's made on the other side that I've been able to do that. Yes. I love her very much. Can't wait to see her again, but I'll see her in 50 years or 60, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, right. Thank you. And I will call you for a reading, Kyle. So thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. God
all
bless.
Right. Thank
Amanda.
You, Siobhan. Blessings. Keep listening to the show. We got about 27 minutes left, and we've got some more callers. We have a Skype caller. 111, you're on the air with Amanda and Kyle. Hello.
Kyle, I'm the number one fan. I'm just a man. I love your show, and I know you're a I'm glad you came back.
Thank you.
Every time I speak to you, I always like, I love your knowledge. It's so, you're so straight to the point, and so just beautiful. I have a question, please. So I have a friend, right? And suddenly, he had a something is off with him. I don't know. I don't know. He's picking up. I hope it's not. I don't know if it's his eyes that made him think about something's happening on his side that he needs to pay attention. Can you ask Spirit how he was able to determine that something?
Okay, Kyle can go first.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by the question. So I want to echo it back to make sure that I'm grasping it. You said your friend is off, and your question is, how does he know that something's off?
Yeah, like he picked up like something's off with him with his life. He tries to be spiritual, or he is spiritual, but like he picked up that something is off with him, like something, and he has never picked that before for so many years. I don't know if it was something that I said to him. I always want to help someone, but I never say I have all the answers, but just want to know what Spirit has to say about that. Or please, thank you.
Okay, yeah. I do also want to tell the listeners that I did study psychology in college for about 3 years, so I kind of married psychology with spirituality.
That's a good thing, Kyle. That's perfect.
Oh, what did you say, Amanda? Oh, thanks. I think to answer your question, how does he know something's off? And he's never, they're just saying that he's at a consciousness level that he hasn't been at in the past, where he has perspective awareness to be objective about who he is and where he is. And I think that has a lot to do with checking in with oneself. I kind of am being told about what I said earlier in the episode about it is vital that all of us know thyself. I mean, it's written on an ancient temple in Greece. I mean, it's not, and the Greeks were very philosophical people. They didn't shy away from having hard conversations about morality, money, sexuality, politics, religion. They were very open as a society to talking about philosophical ideas. I think the other thing I'm getting with your friend, let me turn to this deck really fast. I'm going to use a card from my daily healing deck to maybe give you a little bit of clarity about what's going on with him. I mean, props to your friend for even being able to recognize that something is off within himself, because I think for some people in the collective, that's just maybe there's some people that are not able to recognize that and verbalize that. Okay. Your cards are for him. Acquire gratitude for life itself and create healthy boundaries with those around you. So I'm just kind of getting like, I think it's easy when we're feeling off to sink into a place of kind of owning that and making it about us and who we are. And I think kind of losing sight of the reverence of life I was talking about. I feel like your friend could really benefit from just going back to simple gratitude practices. I know that sounds hokey. I just think that as a healer, the most powerful thing you can do and the quickest way to raise your vibration really is gratitude. So if he's feeling off, he needs a vibe check. I think the quickest way to circumvent a vibe check is to sink into gratitude. See if he's open to Reiki. See if he's open to even getting out a journal and listing five things he's grateful for every day. And then
that's good advice.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Melissa.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is 636-368. This is a person from St. Louis or somewhere, maybe St. Charles. You're on the air with Amanda and Kyle. How are you?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, 636. Hello. How are you?
Good. So I'm a friend of Kyle's. My name's Elisa.
Oh, Lisa, hi.
Hi. I just called to support you and say, like, Kyle is super humble about his gifts, but he's the sweetest person. Like, he's a friend. So I just wanted to say hi and
yes,
support
him.
And he's a good supporter of me. So I just was saying hello, no question. Just,
are you sure?
Oh, bless you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for calling in and supporting him. He's a great reader.
Always.
I loved meeting him at the Grand Slam restaurant. Are you sure you don't have a question for us?
I don't think so, but I mean, I'm open to if you have something to say, but.
Elisa, love you. So glad you called. I'd like to take
so
a minute to
for you.
Oh, I'll plug your business on the radio. Are you ready?
Oh, you don't
and then
have
I'll
to?
Give you, I'm doing it, and then I'll
oh,
give you a message.
Oh, she has a business, too. How exciting.
She's great. She makes T-shirts. She's so crafty. It's not like
okay,
a
you're
junk
speaking my language. She, you know I like T-shirts, Kyle. I like animal T-shirts. So, yeah,
oh,
plug
my God,
up.
She's a whiz. She's great, and it's not – she doesn't have, like, one of those, like, Surfside, like junk store t-shirt shops. I mean, she really puts a lot of thought, creativity, passion, and love into her designs. She also does, she also has started branching into making t-shirts for businesses and small
owners. That's awesome. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then, Alisa, what's the name of your company where people can find you on Facebook?
Mama Thielen Creations.
Mama Thielen Creations.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. How cool is that?
It's pretty cool. I like it.
All right. Are you ready for your message?
Yeah. All right. Give it to me.
Okay. A message for Alisa today. What does she need to hear? I'm seeing an image of, like, cotton candy and ice cream. I don't know if there's a lot of sugar going on in your life or children's lives. Does that mean anything to you, or do you want me to go further?
I have no idea.
Okay, sugar, a lot of sugar. Do you... Do you feel like you've been eating a balanced diet, or do you feel like your sugar intake is high?
It's probably high.
Okay.
I feel like
something maybe to look at. I feel like I'm supposed to tell you that I love sugar. Okay, I'm not Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't own Goop. I mean, I'm not a keto-er. I just think for you, if you could take stock and be a little more conscious of how much sugar you're consuming, I feel like I'm supposed to tell you that you work a lot. The holiday season is coming up in a little bit of time. It'll be quicker than we think. It always is. But, you know, if you really think about it, fall through Valentine's Day is sugar holidays. And it's the time of the year where people get sick the most. And I feel called to tell you that because you're working so hard on your hustle and emotionally healing right now with your whole, did we talk about Neptune retrograde or Uranus the other day?
Yes, I'm on it.
You're in it. You just had a birthday. I think the message really
happy birthday. Thank you.
Yeah. We got a Cancer on the line.
Told you, Kyle knows. Kyle and I are friends. We go way back. A full-fledged, emotional, feel-everything Cancer. Yeah, that's me.
So if you can just take this time to delve more into, like, herbal teas and maybe getting your sweet tooth satiated by maybe, like, honey for a little bit instead of just processed sugar, I think it will help you be able to stay in your hustle. I feel like there's a risk for you of running into more rundown and burnout if you're not more conscious with your sugar intake. That's your message today. Happy Monday or whatever day.
Thank you, friend. It's Monday.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Thanks, honey. Well, I'll see you soon.
See you soon.
All right. Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Good to
know
that you're
a
great friend. I'll check out your business. Thank you.
Thanks.
And happy belated birthday. Blessings. You're a Cancer. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller is 612. Hello, 612. You're on with Amanda and Kyle. How are you today?
Hi, Kyle and Amanda. My name's Kathy, and I love your energy. I'm a Sagittarius. I think we'd get along just great.
Ooh, I like to party with the Sagittarius.
So
I do.
I wanted to ask you, I feel like things are starting to open up for me just with my gifts and things, and I've been through lots of trauma and anxiety, and I'm just healing almost every part of my body. What would you say is the main thing, like, I came here to do? Like my gift.
Oh, my gosh. But
I know I have gifts, but it's very frustrating.
Okay. I do have a Life Purpose Oracle card deck. So I encourage you to book a reading.
Cool. I like that one.
I know.
All right.
I I encourage you to book a reading with me because we'll be able to get into
He's
it
really
deeper.
Good.
Than just a quick,
okay, Mandy
great...
and I go way back. We were talking about you before the show.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, and the reading can be donation-based. So, but
oh,
I guess
okay.
to answer you quickly on the air, what are you meant to be doing? This is going to come off as an answer that's like, maybe it could be really general, but that's fine. I feel like what I'm supposed to tell you is we need you to step into your authenticity, say no to fear, and keep going, right? You need to really, what you're meant to do at this point in your life is say no to fear, step into your personal power, stop avoiding it, stop avoiding your gifts. I do have a word of caution for you. I feel like I'm supposed to tell you that, yeah, these gifts are weird. I mean, I talk to dead people for like $60 an hour. You know, it's weird to me. And I feel like that never really goes away. It gets better. But the message that I want to tell you is just if you can turn the gifts off, you're in a good place. If you can't turn your gifts off, you're kind of in the danger zone. And what I mean
by that
is... Well,
my empathic ability is so strong, it's hard sometimes.
Okay. I think that, you know, and that's where we get into... I think that's where we play with fire, with, like, what's the difference between gifts and, you know, mental health and psychosis. Here's the thing. If you connect to above realm, that's your gift, right? You get kind of high, a natural high from being in your power and reading and doing gifts and stuff. But it's so vital to make sure that you are grounding, right? Because you are an empath. So I would just say to you, make sure when you're going up high that you're also grounding. The other tip I'll give you for free on the radio that I tell my clients is energy cleansing showers, okay? We all have a tub in our we all have a tub in our house that America gave us that fits a 5-year-old child, which is total BS, right? We need to increase the size of the standard American tub, number one. Number two, an energy cleansing shower. So you're going to take a handful of Epsom salt. You're going to throw it onto your shower floor. Get some 100% lavender essential oil. Put 10 drops of it on the shower floor with the salt. Let it hang out together for a few minutes before you turn the water on. Turn the water on. Get in it. Set an intention that the water is going to cleanse you, wash you clean, and just start incorporating that 3 times a week and just do that, especially on the days when you're feeling emotionally overwhelmed as an empath. There you go. Happy Monday. Yeah.
And then it's on the floor, you said? Because wouldn't that be a little dangerous, the oil?
No, girl, you're not. It's not like you're pouring olive oil or grease into your shower. It's 10 drops of essential oil, you know. Have a bath mat, you'll be
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're not doing
so
that in your shower.
The heat as it goes up. Probably the heat that is as it goes up. Thank you. That is just awesome, man. You know, I have to try that one. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so
you're
much,
welcome.
Kyle. Have a great day.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Blessing. Okay, we have one more caller. I'm from Canada, it looks like.
Wow, oh, my God.
So, hello, you're on the line 604 with Kyle and Amanda. How are you today?
Thank you so much, Amanda and Kyle. Hi, nice to meet you. I am Charlene.
Kyle
nice
is a wonderful friend of mine, so I'm happy to connect you both so you two can connect and talk.
Thank you. I'm feeling this. Okay. Oh, Kyle. it's such a there's such a mini nightmare going well large nightmare going on in my world. I'm my first largest concern at the moment. My sister has made a nightmare for me regarding my father. My mom passed in September, and my father has dementia, and he's blind and he needs to be looked after, and he's in such grieving. He's quite frail, but also very strong. He's 91. His name is Walter. Her name was Zanda. And my sister is suggesting that I am abusing power and elder abuse, which is lunacy. She's very feels very guilty about things, and I understand that. But I'm praying that the bank is not going to charge me or have me, you know, things happen there. My father doesn't want that. He's sad that she's so upset. He's lucid enough that he knows things. But, wow, help, if you can.
Help you. Oh, my God. Okay, I will. Wow. Well, first I want to say that my heart goes out to you. I think I've definitely had clients and people in my life that I've witnessed when it comes to family members getting older, people want to start playing nasty because of greed or guilt. So I think that's an important message to give you. Could you maybe sum this up into a question instead of being so broad,
okay,
though? And I don't mean that out of disrespect at all.
No, it's okay. There is so much going on in my world at the moment. That's only one of many things. So
yeah.
I want to ensure there's a couple things. The first one is that there's not legal action taken against me, because I do need to protect myself on that. So legal action, just I'm really praying that there's the bank, because Dad's not interested in that, and they've decided that he's fine to take care of his money, which he's not, but it doesn't matter. I don't care. It's not about that. But
okay.
So he's not interested in suing anything. I just want to make sure that nothing's happening legally against me.
Let me get a message for you in regards to the legal aspect of the scenario, right? And also, please feel free to book a private session so we can have a half hour or an hour to talk about it. I will donation based. If you want to give me $5 for an hour, that's fine. I just would like more time with you to kind of unpack this bag, because I can tell that you are struggling and have a lot of worry, rightfully so. I think in that position, I'd feel the same. So the first message I'm getting for you is that just be strong in your convictions, right? I mean, I don't know you. I there's a lot more questions I have about the scenario. I think that here's the thing. Good is good. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. Evil is evil. If you have a clear conscience in this scenario where you have not done elderly abuse or been weird about money, then you've got to step a little more into faith about the legal system of Canada. Now, here's the thing. Unfortunately, I'm an American, and our legal system is in the toilet. But
so is ours. As is the world right now, but it's okay.
Everything's broken here. I mean, do you have anything working in Canada? Because I'm thinking about leaving before the 2024 election.
It's not good. It's not good. We're
okay.
We're,
so don't go to
there.
Okay, same. So I just think, like, here's the thing. When we're dealing with elements of the law and the court system, it is scary, right? Because people frame people and people are swayed and stuff like that. But if you're a force of good and you are strong in your convictions and you're in, it sounds like you are, I feel like this is where faith comes in, right? Because, yes, there are people that are convicted of the wrong crime, and they either spend 40 years in jail wrongfully, or maybe they get sentenced to death, and then there's circumstantial evidence that comes out later proving that the whole thing was not based on truth. I think it's important that as citizens, I know the systems are broken and they're scary, but how I would process this is, you kind of have to go into it having faith that justice will be served. I mean, I'm a Libra. I mean, I probably should have been a lawyer, but I couldn't afford that. I just think that, you know, I'm the zodiac sign that has to believe in righteousness and justice. I mean, I am the scales of justice. So I think if you can go into this scenario with your convictions and clear mind, you said you've been praying. That's amazing. You need to take back some personal power in this situation here. You're more powerful than you think. Do not give your personal power away to your sister. And it's important to co-create with God and stuff. I love that. But sometimes you have to remember that you're powerful and not be so, give up so much to fate or circumstances, right? So get into the driver's seat of your life, use affirmation, start scripting, start journaling, start thinking about the best possible outcome, because we live in a multiverse. There is a multiverse where there's a dimension where you lose, there's dimensions where you win, but you thinking and carrying this baggage, I know it's hard, I know it's scary, I get that from a human perspective, but you've got to get back into the driver's seat, take your personal power back, and manifest your truth and your convictions. And here's the thing, baby, if it doesn't work out, if it goes as bad as it could go, there's a lesson in there, and I think it's important. This is the ego and soul thing I was talking about earlier. Ego would say, why is this happening to me? Soul says, what is this teaching me? You're supposed to learn something from this, even in this present moment. If you can be objective enough and meditate, figure out what is the lesson right now in this scenario. If you can figure that out and integrate that into your life, you can probably circumvent a lot of fallout from this. And that is my advice to you live on air. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's really good, Kyle.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know she's coming from guilt is what it's about. It's just that it's there's so many unresolved things. And I was given a beautiful affirmation yesterday about it's not on Jesus' watch. And I'm fueling the fear with my fear, right? I'm just giving her more energy by being scared. And I'm not scared because I know I've done nothing wrong. 1,000%.
Right.
1,000%. Would the bank agree? It doesn't matter. It's Dad, and Dad doesn't want to. So I guess that's probably the better question. Will my father speak up on my behalf and tell her to stop and let the bank know that it's fine?
I think that to answer that question, I think I'm just kidding. No, not necessarily. I think you need to model behavior for your dad. Are you going to speak up? Are you going to show him? Maybe you already have, but I think someone like that needs, someone like your dad probably needs to bear witness to more tenacity from you, not in a real way, right? If you really truly believe your sister has guilt, you don't go round and round with BS with her. You say, hey, I see your guilt. I see your shame. I love you. Do you want to talk about it and get real? That's her opportunity to come clean and wash her hands. If she's not receptive of that, then you do what you have to do, girl. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good way to that's a good way to approach it, actually, because she hasn't listened to anything. So that's probably a more compassionate adult way to let her know that I recognize it and to address it. She'd like to work together, but she doesn't. I mean, she doesn't work together. I would compare it, if you're riding a bike and you with the spokes and the chains on there, it's just incredibly choppy and they're just not connecting, because I don't feel she's stable right now, but and she is my enemy in a sense at the moment, but I will take my power. Thank you. How do I get in touch with you? Let me grab a pen here.
Yeah.
He's on Facebook, Charlene. You can find him online. I've got his name tagged up there if you want to get in touch with him on Facebook.
Okay, I will do that, Kyle. I'm Charlene. Yeah. It's a funny spelling, and I'm an unusual Virgo. You mentioned astrology lots. I am not your average puppy. And mind you, who is? But I've just got a big job to do that. So and it's good.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Charlene. It's going to cut us off.
Okay.
So
much
thank
love,
you for
Amanda.
Calling. Blessings.
Kyle.
Thank you. All right, Kyle. Thank you for tuning in with me today and being my guest. Do you have any other things you want to add before we cut off for the day?
How many more seconds do we have on air?
We have just a few.
Like 10 or 60?
10.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me. Love all of you. Find my info from Amanda's plugs. And thank you so much. I am more than happy to come anytime. The end.
Name your business again so people can find you.
It's Eclipsed Insights. So ECLIPSED Insights. ISIGHTS. It's on Facebook. It's a logo of a half moon. It's white, purple, and black. You'll see it. Go to the videos.
Wow,
it. I got 20 reviews of 5 stars. St. Charles,
20 reviews.
Missouri.
That's pretty cool.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Now,
thank
do
you
want to
you,
leave
Amanda.
Your phone number on how they can get a hold of you? They can go on your Facebook page and find you under Kyle.
I mean, unless they're a bisexual man that's 6'3" and wants to date me, I'd prefer they don't have my cell phone number. But it's all you know
I
what it's
you.
Also listed on my Facebook. So actually,
perfect.
Here's my cell phone number. If there's any hot guys listening, I'm so single. So just hit me up.
Do you have an email you can leave?
I'll just give my cell phone. My cell phone number
right,
to reach me is 636-345-0767. I don't do spam.
Right.
So there you go. There you go. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you for joining me, Kyle. We'll see you next time. I'll book you again. This was really fun.
Thank you. Have a beautiful Monday. Lots of love to you.
Lots of love to you, Kyle. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings. Have a good day today.
cannonballs are running through your head. Television freak show cops and robbers everywhere. Animals and children tell the truth, they never lie. Which one is more human? There's a thought, now you decide. Compassion in the jungle.